How do you like having your pick booed?
You know, they told me they booed John Stockton too. So we'll hope that history repeats itself.
Why did you go for him when everyone thought you might go big? And most of the guys in the draft went at the top were big.
I think most of the guys that went in the top were big. And, you know, probably there was some of them there. If they had been there, we would have gone big. But, again, we took the best player available, and we think that he's a multiple position player. And winning counts for something. You know, he's been a winner wherever he's been. And if you go back and look last summer, he was on a Pan Am team. He was the best player on a Pan Am team. And they won the gold medal after losing in a few years. So, we like him, his versatility. We like the fact that he's an intelligent basketball player, and we like the fact that he's gotten better.
How much strength and how much weight does he have to add to be effective in the NBA?
You know, I think if you look at Reggie Miller, he was pretty effective in the NBA, and he was, you know, he's got to learn how to play in the NBA. That's the first thing. He's got to get a little stronger, obviously. But he's 20 years old, and we're happy that we're in a position, you know, we felt like it was found money. You know, we didn't have to win 29 games to get the ninth pick in a draft. And, you know, I think if you look at the draft, and, you know, there wasn't big guys pick right after us, so, you know, the next pick. So, you know, we're comfortable with the pick that we made. And, you know, I hear all of the things, and, you know, you can appreciate what the fans are saying they wish. And, you know, we wish that we had the third or fourth pick. We didn't. We think we got a player that's going to be a really terrific player in the NBA.
Have you talked to him in the last 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
What was his reaction, his thoughts?
Did you share it? You know, he was happy. I think this was one of the places that he had targeted because he liked the idea of playing with the Darren Williams, and he liked the idea that there was some stability here. And you know, I think we remind him of the kind of team that he played on, where people share the ball and lead the teams in assists. The one thing he does that really is impressive is he really can handle the ball very well. He can get away from people. He can find people. I don't know how many of you were here for the NCAA tournaments, but the two games here, in the last 5 or 6 minutes, he was the best player on the floor, and Wesley Johnson was on that floor. So we're excited, you know. I mean, that's everybody talks about what we need. You know, we still need to go out and get some things. But when you get a chance to get a kid like that that we think is going to get better, if you think about it, it's very similar to Darren's, you know, career. He had 3 years. When he first came in, nobody really recognized who he was. After his second year, everybody thought, well, he's a good player. After his third year, he was the third pick in the draft. And the one thing he did was every year he got better, and he's continued to do it here. We expect that to happen with Gordon.
Sorry, you guys worked him out. Hayward head and shoulders above those guys? I mean, was that something that tipped it?
Yeah, you know, I don't want to disparage anybody, but suffice it to say that he was good enough for us to be comfortable in that workout.
Did that tip anything, though? I mean, was that?
Not really. I mean, you know, the body of work tipped everything a little bit.
When he came in for the interview, or the workout, when you sat down and interviewed him, was there something that stood out at that point?
There's a quiet confidence about him. You know, that I don't think he tries to be somebody that he's not, but I think he really feels like he was in a position to, you know, to step up and, you know, he's confident on a basketball court. He understands that people, you know, are going to aim at him. You know, he's America's darling after the NCAA, so he's expecting that. So we're excited.
How much did his performance in the NCAA tournament weigh into him being separated from the other guys that were on your board?
Sure. I mean, again, give credit to winning. You know, all of us give credit to potential, but give some credit to winning. And I think the fact that he, you know, the way he played in it, not necessarily that he was in it, the way he played in it, you know, last game, obviously, he didn't play very, he didn't shoot the ball very well. But, you know, again, on the biggest stage of your career, he excelled, and we're happy about that. You know, and look, what I would like everyone to do is evaluate me 2 years from now, or evaluate our staff 2 years from now, and see where we stand with the rest of the people who are picked after us.
How much do you expect him to contribute right away?
That's up to his performance on the court, and certainly coach's performance. You know, coach, from where we go from there.
But you just told us to evaluate him in 2 years, not in 4 or 5.
2 years. It's a short season.
What does that mean?
For a lot of us.
Does this play into Kyle? I mean, you guys just drafted a guy who's
going to Kyle. I would talk about that some other time, Russ. But I won't get it. Let's talk about the draft pick. That's why I'm here.
Did you come close to trading either up or down or out of the first
We tried very, very hard to trade up. And there were no takers. We talked to numerous teams. We had a couple of chips that we thought we could make a position, and there just wasn't any takers. I think everybody felt very comfortable at where they were. And if you notice, I think there were four of the top seven were big people. And I think everybody wanted to stay with those people. I think all of the draft people got it right, as far as the mock drafts go.
Honestly, though, were you surprised by the fans' reaction? A lot of people said the draft was going as everybody thought it was going to go until you guys took the podium.
Yeah. I think that's where a lot of people thought, okay, now it's a different group. It's group three or group two or however you want to call it. We spend all year doing this, and we appreciate the fans being here, first of all, and we appreciate the fact that they had their reaction is what it is. They can be judgmental tonight. Let's see how we do on the court.
Outside the two NCAA tournament games here, how much did you see of Gordon?
We saw him about five times in person. I saw him play Georgetown. I saw him the two games here. I saw three, and I think maybe we saw him six or seven times.
How much do you like the basketball IQ?
He makes other people better on the court. If you watch him play, he doesn't have to score points to get better, and he rebounds the ball awfully well, which is something that Coach Sloan likes as a rebounding wing guy.
After interviews, workouts, also getting a chance to see this guy play, do you feel like you got one of the elite players in this draft in terms of mental toughness?
That's to be determined. But what I do see is somebody that in pressure situations excelled. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to, talk about mental toughness, I think that's what you would say about him.
How big do you think that leap is going to be for him from Butler to?
How big what?
What leap do you think that's going to be for him from Butler to the NBA at 20?
Probably a big leap, I think any college team, but, he did play Syracuse here and he did play K-State here, and so I think he's used to that. I think the fact that when he was in Colorado Springs, I thought he and Evan Turner were two of the better players over there last May when we saw him. And every single coach that we talked to when we did our background check, not only they went out of their way to tell us that this is the kind of kid that everybody should want on their team, because not only is he a guy that makes everyone better, but he's really a good player by himself.
How close was Hayward to the tier bigs who were already gone, and then was there a discernible drop between?
I think there were those bigs that were gone were gone for a reason. I think if that's what you're asking, and I think the next group was, there's potential there, but is it, does it come to fruition? I think we got a kid that, a very young player, but that has the quiet confidence to come out and declare for the draft. And, we told him, hey, enjoy yourself tonight and come on out here tomorrow. And everyone will think you're the greatest thing since canned soup. And then Jerry's going to have you about Wednesday or Thursday or next week, so get ready.
Was it even close with Davis? And were there any concerns?
That's something we wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to get into, as far as that goes, Tim. What I'd like to say is that I think we were happy that we had a lot of nice choices.
Kevin, can you anticipate how the rest of our night's going to go, or do you want to stay at 55, or how much work do we all have ahead of us?
You all have to stay here.
What about Summer League? You say Jerry gets him Wednesday. What's the Summer League plan?
I can't remember exactly what day we go down, but we'll go down to Orlando and go for 3 or 4 days before we start practice, before we start playing. And I think it's maybe 28 of maybe 29 of this month.
What made you use the timetable of 2 years as an evaluation?
In other words, because that's when we've got to make a decision on going forward with his option and that kind of stuff, Kurt. So are you sweeping the floors or doing anything today? We're not getting anything from you today. Every time I open a paper, you got a different hat on.
We need Major League Baseball.
Why?
Then Kurt wouldn't have to do that series.
Kevin, in terms of his body and putting weight on, do you use maybe C.J. Miles as a ball?
Well, I think he's a couple years in front of C.J. as far as age goes, but not much, I think the biggest thing that everyone's concerned with is, you know, why didn't you take a big? You know, I mean, that's going to be the camaraderie. Let's look in 2 years and see if that's an issue, or a year from now, if that's an issue that we can answer. And then I didn't do my job right.
Was he that high on your board early on, or did he climb?
Yeah. No, he was that high for a long time. Again, when you watch him play, if you watch him play in a game of basketball, he makes his teammates better. And that's something that's really important. And, you know, if you look at our roster, we only have a couple of guys in the wings under contract.
Yeah. So how do you plan to address the